Hello, it's Travis.
Hey, Travis, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you remember me?
I do.
Your account was sent back to my desk for a possible upgrade through Google Guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I'm curious to listen about it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm here to, you know, I'm great at explaining this stuff, so I'm here to talk with you about it, absolutely. And the cool thing about Google Guarantee is that this particular product is so amazing because it gives you, it trumps all other pay-per-lead services. It gives you guaranteed leads, and it guarantees you as a service provider to the public. So you actually qualify for two different categories. You qualify for tree service as well as landscaping, because you offer both of those services, right?
Yeah, so there is a landscaping service or whatever. The
category?
The guy I talked to earlier said he couldn't find it.
Yeah, so that's why he sent you over, over to the specialist is because we have the ability to go in and see exactly what's available in each area and category. So for what you're offering, when I go through your services and the categories of what you're offering, the landscape is going to cover the pavers and all of the landscaping services, and then the tree services is going to cover tree services, stump grinding, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay. Now, just to get the particulars out of the way that it works is it does require business license and insurance, which you still have, correct?
Yeah.
It does require a background check, so can you pass the background check?
My knowledge.
Okay, well, yeah. You never know. You never know. I talk to people sometimes that, you know, I mean, people make mistakes. Like,
oh, yeah, I have a few little things on it, but nothing.
No felonies? Okay.
No felonies, just goofy shit when I was a kid or whatever, nothing.
Right. And if it's in the last 7 years, it doesn't count anyways. So, for this, there's a $250 application fee. It is a one-time fee that is non-refundable. And this will go to get yourself background checked and any and all face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate to go onto the application. So what would constitute as an employee that would go on the application is somebody that is well-known and trusted with your company and that has no priors or any of that other kind of stuff as well. Anybody who's doing a face-to-face estimate for you that you trust, you can put them on there. If you're the main one doing it and you don't want to put anyone else on the application, that's perfectly fine. But just to let you know, even if you have 25 employees you put on the application, there's no additional cost, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, once we get the application submitted and we go ahead and we process that out and your Google Guarantee approved, the maximum amount of time that it would take for that is a total of 4 to 8 weeks. I do see it happen sooner all the time, but that is what I'm required to let you know. Now, the way this works is there's two different verticals that you qualify for. With the landscaping, your leads are $1,467, and with the tree, your leads are $25.33. So what they do is Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. If you want to go ahead and get Google Guarantee approved for both verticals, which I would suggest, then what they do is they go ahead and they process the higher minimum monthly budget. So that would be $331 for 13 Google Guaranteed leads. And both of those leads would lead costs would come out of that. So the $1,467 for the landscaping lead, and then the $25.33 if it's a tree lead. Now, the cool thing about this isn't just a regular paper lead service. If I remember correctly, you had tried Home Advisor, right?
Yeah, I still got they sold out to Angie's Leads or whatever.
Yeah.
But I still got it. I use it once a year or something, not very much.
Okay. So you know how with Angie's or Home Advisor, whatever they're calling themselves these days, you get notification of a lead and then you're stuck trying to chase that person down and you have to pay for the lead whether or not you get the job, right?
Nope.
Okay. So everything that you hate about that has been made right here. Google built this specific pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So what Angie's, Thumbtack, all of those places do is they purchase a position in the Google Ads section on Google, which is below this section. This section for Google Guarantee is up at the very, very tippy top of the page because it's called the local service ads. It's for local service providers like you, and large corporations aren't allowed to list in that area. So that's why Angie's, Thumbtack, none of that can get a spot up here in the Google Guarantee is because they don't qualify for it. This is for the local service providers like yourself. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, then we call you to set that minimum monthly budget. When somebody goes to Google and they're looking for any of the services that you provide, if they're looking for the landscaping, if they're looking for the pavers, if they're looking for the tree services, they're looking via keywords. Your company is going to come up at the top in that section, in the Google Guarantee section. They can click on your link. You're not charged. They can click on your website. You are not charged. They can read your reviews. They can even click the Google call tracking phone number that's assigned specifically to your business, Travis, and you're still not charged. You're only charged for what Google considers a qualified Google Guaranteed lead. Now, there's only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead, and that is A, if you set an appointment with the client to see them face-to-face, or B, if you give them estimate over the phone. Okay? Now, you're assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number because Google records the phone calls coming in from Google Guarantee for authenticity purposes. So for this exact reason, Thumbtack, Angie's, all the different pay-per-leads, you guys would dispute the lead cost when it was an unqualified lead, and it would be really hard to get your money back because there was no proof, right? There was no proof that was a salesperson. There was no proof of X, Y, or Z. But because these calls are recorded, you have access to those recorded phone calls. We have access to them, as does Google. So if it's somebody calling with a sales or solicitation pitch for your business, or they are calling to seek employment with your company, you are not charged. If they call with a service request of a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you are not charged. If they call for service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your profile, you are not charged. You're only charged if you give face-to-face estimate or set appointment for face-to-face estimate or give estimate over the phone, okay? And you have complete control over the entire package as well, Travis, because what happens is it takes that time. You know, you pay the $250 application fee. We go ahead and process the application, get your client interview done with Ivan, and we get Google Guarantee approval. Then we call you to set that minimum monthly budget. And then what happens is that gives you approximately 13 leads per month. You have the ability to increase that or decrease that as you see fit. So the way it works is like this. After we set the minimum monthly budget, it's set at approximately about 3 leads a week. After you take on those first couple of leads and you absolutely love it, you can call back in and say, you know what, I want to increase it. Let's crank it up. I want to go ahead and receive all 13 leads in 2 weeks or maybe even 1 week. Then you can refill that budget as you see fit. Or the latter, if you're so busy, you take on those first few jobs and you're super busy and you can't handle any more work for a couple of weeks, you can call in and pause it, and that budget rolls over to the following month. You're not automatically charged. You have to exhaust that minimum monthly budget before we're going to refill the budget, okay?
Alright, so you guys just like, charge my card or something monthly, is that, or however often I use it up or whatever?
Well, it'll go, so what'll happen is we'll take the minimum monthly budget. If you want to go with both verticals, we'll take, after we get the Google Guarantee approval, Ivan will call you to say, hey, Travis, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. He'll take the $331 off the card, and then those leads will come out of that budget.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then once I use all that up, then do I got to call back in, or you guys just automatically?
No, we're gonna. We automatically keep it going for you unless we hear different from you. Obviously, the communication piece is going to be very important here if you want to increase, decrease, something like that. And I know in the wintertime, sometimes certain services you're offering go dormant. So you can actually pause those services, so that way you're not even coming up in that section for that particular category or what we call vertical. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to give it a shot?
Sounds interesting. Anyhow, I definitely want to do the landscaping. I don't know. Not sure if I want to. Want to try the trees right off the bat, too, or not? Just since we are pretty busy.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess that's
what I would suggest is go ahead and get the approval for both. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and put both verticals on the application, get the approval, and then we can tell when you're ready to start, when Ivan calls you to say, hey, okay, we're ready to set minimum monthly budget. Okay, I don't want the tree ones yet. I only want the landscaping. And when you take only landscaping, the minimum monthly budget for only landscaping is $192 because your leads are only $1,467 coming out of the $192. So it does change the price if you're only taking one vertical, but I suggest doing the application and getting approval for all verticals that you want at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds good. The trees, we do a lot in the winter, but summertime we're kind of busy with other landscaping projects, so.
Right. Okay.
So the 13 lead per month minimum then, is that what it is?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotcha. It's 14.
67.
$14.
Yeah, a little less.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, so when somebody Googles landscaping near me or whatever and say they are near me, in fact, how far of a radius and...
You get to choose.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I'll show up towards the top of the page, I guess. And then will I still be in the other, normal list, I am already?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yep. Right. You'll be in the regular areas that you're already showing and coming up. And then you will also be up at the very top in the Google Guarantee section. And let me see here. Okay. It looks like we already upgraded you to the My Site product. So he's giving you a custom upgrade for the website. And then let me see what else can we do. I think that's about it. You get to pick the radius. So it depends on how your licensing reads as far as what your insurance covers, your license and your insurance. If you're licensed and insured for the entire state and say you wanted not everybody does, but say you wanted the entire state, then we can do the entire state. Like, there's no limit to it and there's no additional cost.
Yeah, so in Michigan, the only license you have to have is just a business.
Yeah.
A DBA. There's no actual landscaping, license, if you will. But you do need to have liability insurance, and we also have workman's comp insurance as well.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, if you want, Travis, I can go ahead and charge the MasterCard. I have ending in 6235 for the application fee and get the application out to you and get you scheduled for onboarding.
Yeah, let's go ahead with this.
Okay, give me just a second here. Oh, I see they also gave you the loyalty program. I'm so happy about that. So you're only being charged every other month now, right?
Yeah. What will that do for that $100 or whatever, the Google ads? Is that still something different?
The Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Guarantee is separate. It's separate. So the minimum monthly budget on that is charged from a separate area within the within our company here, and it's done separate. It doesn't correlate with your automatic payment that comes out on the 10th of every other month at $149 a month. So it's not going to affect that at all.
I was just curious if this would like take place of Google Ads per se or not, I guess what I was getting at.
Well, Google Ads is between the Google Local Map and the Google Guarantee section. So if you wanted to let go of it, then you always have the ability to do that, you know, with the Google Ads. As far as I can tell, it looks like, let me see here. Okay. Yeah, you've still got the Google Ads there. Okay. After you get this up and running, you can always call in and pause the Google Ads if you want to and see how you like it like that. If not, then you can cut them back on.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll play with it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it as is right now. Can you see how many other people use this Google Guarantee in my area?
Right now, there's about, let me see here, for landscaping... There's about 17 that are on. So not all of them are on at the same time. Depending on the hours of operation, your green check mark will be live, indicating that you're live in that area. If you pause it or your Google Guarantee ad is off, you're still on the list, but they can't click on your phone number that comes with the tracking, because then you're, so that way they're not indicating a charge of any sort. They can go on and they'll contact you obviously from the website or the other pieces of the puzzle. But for the tree service, let me see, there's about 25 in the area for the trees.
17 people in the area, that seems high.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of people.
Not really. Like over here where I'm at, there's like 42. They're like elbowing their way to the top over here. Go ahead.
There's only, you know, like only one person will be sent that lead or whatever, though, right? I mean,
so those clients, they're contacting you directly because they've looked at your profile and they've determined that they want to work with you directly. Okay, so you're not being sent a lead and other, you're not chasing it down. It is an exclusive lead because the way that it's coming in directly to you.
Is the, if I want to cancel this at any time, what's the status on that or whatever?
You just call and cancel it. It's very simple. I don't want to use Google Guarantee anymore.
So there's no,
penalty, nothing. Nope.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So I went ahead and sent over, let me see here. I went ahead and sent over the application via text message, and then I'm sending over via email as well. You're going to get the application. And then do you want 24 or 48 hours with the application?
It don't matter. I'm going to do it tonight, so whatever's...
Okay. So then let's go ahead and set your client interview. What time tomorrow would you like your client interview?
It doesn't matter at all. Probably in the morning, I guess.
You want it between 10 and 11? Or I could do 10:30 to 11:30. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So as long as I'm readily available, Travis, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your client onboarding agent. His name is Ivan, and he's going to be taking great care of you. Now, remember that if you have any face-to-face employees that you're putting on the application, you do need their driver's license and social security information so you can input it into the application, okay?
I'll just do it myself. I'm the one bidding 100% of the job. So.
Yeah, that's what I figured as well. So I always recommend that. I just like to let people know, because when you look at the application, sometimes they're like, do I need to put them on there? You don't need to put them on there. But if, you know, unless it's like I said, like if it's like your brother or somebody you super trust and they're going out and they're doing, you know, that they have some skin in the game. But if not, then you want to you just want to make sure it's on you, since it's all on you anyway.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it personally, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, you're all set and squared away, Travis. So when I'm notating everything that you qualify for both categories, you definitely want to start with the landscaping. You may want to bring the trees on later on, and we'll just go from there, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Travis. Talk to you soon. Bye now.